Broadcasting Sports, General 95.9, 101.3, AM 1580, and streaming worldwide at WAMWAMFM.com. Your voice of the Vikings. This is live coverage of the Barbary Vikings in the 2026 Brown County IHSAA Class A Softball South Simmons Day. Proudly presented in part by A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Bobcat of Davies County, by the Cummings Agency in Montgomery, Crane Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Davies Martin REMC, Edward Jones Financial Advisor Grant Stafford, by German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete, Landmark Surveying, by NEPS Amish Country Corner, Montgomery Roots and Club, Purdue Farms Incorporated, by United Excavating, Davies County Right to Life, by RTC Communications, RT Home Solutions, Stahl Furniture Company, Axis Building Group, by Sports and Trooper Law Office, Thompson Insurance, Tiffany Arthur, Washington Chrysler Center, your Washington Edward Jones Financial Advisors, and by Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. Now, we go live to Brown County in Nashville, Indiana, with Simmons Day coverage. Here's the voice of the Vikings, Nico and Rhino.
And as of about 12:30 today, Brino, surprise, we're back.
Yeah, I don't know many people that were watching, listening, or somewhere doing both thought we would be in this championship game. But here we are. The Barbary Viking softball team comes out of nowhere, rescues themselves, as we say in the wrestling industry, kicked out of a potential pinfall and won that game this morning.
Yeah, Vikings down 5-1 against Indianapolis Lutheran, and not just a 5-1 deficit, a pitcher that was on cruise control. And the Vikings come back from the dead, and we talked about it this morning. Charlie Perazis comes on in relief. It is the Knepp sisters, Hallie and JJ. JJ ties it with a bomb. Hallie puts the Vikings ahead 6-5, and now the Vikings are back in the Final Four.
Well, I think the important thing was, even when, you know, in those middle innings when we weren't getting hits, we were starting to square up the Boggs pitcher. And she is a heck of a pitcher, and she was throwing darts at the beginning, but we started catching up with her. We started, even our outs were starting to be hit and hit hard, and they continued to get harder. And then, you know, we chipped away, got a couple of runs, and then JJ with the big bomb. And then after that, really, it was all Barbary.
It was all Barbary. Well, starters being introduced right now. We're going to start a little early again tonight. We're going to go ahead and take our first time out, and when we come back, we will have those starting lineups, and we'll have the first pitch. Barbary and West Washington playing for the semi-state championship back after this timeout.
Power up your next project with the equipment you need from Bobcat of Davies County. They've got a huge inventory in stock right now, plus great rebates on all track loaders, skid steers, and mini excavators. Whether you're upgrading your fleet or tackling a new job, now is the time to save. Stop by Bobcat of Davies County and let the team help you get the job done right. Visit bobcatofdaviescounty.com or follow their Facebook page. Call 812-254-7070. Bobcat of Davies County. That's one tough animal. Managing your medication shouldn't feel like a full-time job. At Williams Brothers Pharmacy, our medication synchronization program lets you pick up all your prescriptions on the same day each month. One trip, no hassle, no missed doses. Plus, with Williams Brothers Pharmacy's automatic refill program, your medications are ready right when you need them. No more last-minute calls or running out unexpectedly. Take control of your health the easy way. Visit your local Williams Brothers Pharmacy and ask about syncing your prescriptions and enrolling in automatic refills today.
This is Shelley with A&R Home Center. Spring is the time we all have a list of home improvement projects. Did the winter weather do a number on your gutters and downspouts? It's definitely time to take a look and clean them out. A&R offers gutters, downspouts, and corners if something needs to be replaced. Spring is also a great time to paint both inside and outside. Shop A&R for our Valspar paints and painting tools. We can mix colors and even match them for you. Come in and see us today. A&R Home Center.
Back at Brown County alongside Brian Emmons, I am Mike DeCourcy. Lineups introduced. Barbary going to go the way they went virtually the entire season. Bar Eve will be the visitors tonight, and West Washington, they will be the home team, Brenna.
Yeah, and again, the game plan never changes. Get on and start putting pressure on that defense, and we'll see as we watch the West Washington pitcher warm up here. Throwing pretty good, but as Bar Eve has shown, they can hit slow, they can hit fast, and you never can count them out.
Is Ava Cooper on the mound for West Washington, or as all of our friends like to call him, Dub Dub. This was a regional championship game in boys basketball this year, a game that the Vikings won. West Washington's had a busy day.
Yes, they have.
Congrats to the North Davies Cougars, 5-3 winners in the baseball regional over West Washington. And tonight, semi-state championship action. And Bar Eve going to lead it off. It's going to be Sydney Wilson stepping in. And I can't give these people from Brown County props enough. Starting about 5 minutes early, they have ran this thing like a clock today.
And they've got great cheeseburgers up here in the press box.
And the angel over there on the PA, who I thought was AI for about three innings today.
Yeah, a voice you'd like to hear right before you go to night.
Sydney Wilson going to lead it off.
Well, West Washington ready to go. Their defense, third baseman pulled in. And here is the voice of the Vikings, Mike DeCourcy.
Sydney Wilson, first one going to miss outside. I'm going to tell you, not to give away any trade secrets to the third baseman, Sydney Wilson is not going to bunt.
No, and this is a good opportunity to knock one right down that left side and get on base.
1-0 going to miss outside, 2-0.
Yeah, not even close on either one of those pitches. So right now, Sid in control.
It was windy today. That flag still gusting out to center here as we begin tonight. 2-0 pitch to Sid. Going to hit the outside corner.
Outside corner was very generous in game one, especially for the Indianapolis Lutheran pitcher versus left-hander. So we'll see how that progresses. It is a different umpire behind the plate.
2-1. And that ball going to be smacked deep to right center. 1-0, Murray! And Sydney Wilson, who was 0-for-4 this morning, says not tonight.
How about that? Sid gets a hold of a 2-1 pitch and drives it into right center for a home run. And that's got the Bar Eve faithful that's surrounding the outfield fence on their feet.
1-0 Bar Eve. We got the tarps off celebration getting ready to happen in left center. And a great crowd here tonight, both Dub Dub and Bar Eve.
Bar Eve tennis coach Tim Schwarzentruber sitting next to me. He is now tarps off. The shirt has been removed.
Oh, no, congrats to Shane Epp, Annie Kelso, advancing to the state quarterfinals today in the doubles tournament. And
won their first match.
Couldn't be prouder. Lucy Wirt's going to step in. First one going to miss high.
Well, just the opposite of the way things went in the early game where we took us, it seemed like forever to get going. Sydney starts it off right off the bat with a bomb.
Lucy steps back in. That one going to be fouled straight back. Ball and a strike on Luce.
Great crowd here from Bar Eve. They're surrounding the outfield. I see state volleyball winning coach Tyler Schulteis and his wife Cassie out in left field.
One, that ball going to be slapped through. It's going to be down, and Lucy going to beat it out. First base, and the second baseman did a nice job just knocking it down. But Lucy can fly, and the Vikings with a leadoff bomb.
Hit right to the second baseman, but it was hit hard, and it was just a difficult play, and that's E4. So Lucy will be on with Charlie coming up.
Charlie P. next to the plate. Perazes got the victory in relief today. First one going to miss high. We'll see how aggressive the Vikings are. Lucy Wirtz, I'm not going to say she's the fastest lady Viking, but she's in consideration.
Yeah, she took a really hard secondary lead there, so we'll see if maybe they get something going.
And that ball going to be smacked to left, and left fielder going to go back and make the play, one down.
And out, but again, we are squaring up this pitcher right now.
That's going to bring Hallie Knepp to the plate. Hallie had the go-ahead RBI today. right off that left field wall. So 1-0 Barre, just underway. Sydney Wilson, leadoff home run. First pitch going to be swung on and missed. Strike one.
Yeah, good heads-up play there by Lucy. Well, West Washington had a play on to throw down to first, and she was back. Yeah. Had to go head first, but a good job getting back.
0-1 on the way to Howe. That ball going to be popped high on the infield. Looks like the third baseman's going to have room. She's going to squeeze it. Two down. And that's going to bring Addison Jones to the plate.
Yeah, just got underneath that one. Good play by the third baseman. Coach Josh Huff having to scurry out of the way.
Addie, first pitch, going to be cut on and missed. Lucy going to dive back safely into first base.
Hey, I like that, Lucy having to dive back. That means she's aggressive and she's ready to go. And with two outs, she's going on contact.
Next one on the way to Addie. That ball going to be popped foul and out of play.
You know, not to make too many comparisons, but I remember a certain semi-state in Washington this year when it looked like we were in big trouble in a basketball game, and we came out of nowhere and won that
and
one.
And suddenly we weren't.
And you know how that turned out.
Turned out.
It turned out.
0-2 on the way to Addie, and Addie going to get a piece, foul it straight back. Coach, that was a Lacey Higgins
special.
That
was a Lacey Higgins foul ball right there. Woo!
0-2, Addie stays alive. We'll see if Lucy, how much in motion she will be here in just a second.
0-2, I wouldn't mind seeing her going.
Me either. That ball going to be popped high on the right side. Right fielder going to come in and shallow right and make the play, and that's going to do it. But Sydney Wilson going to give the Vikings an early 1-0 lead. Solo shot to lead off the game. Barre won. Dub-Dub coming to bat after this timeout.
The Davis County Right to Life is asking for your help in this battle against abortion. With the new administration in Washington, D.C., they have made great progress in stopping funding from going to Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion organizations. We are pleased that some funding may now be going to pregnancy care centers that care for mothers with unplanned pregnancies. No, this will not stop all abortions, but it's a step in the right direction. We ask you to consider sending a donation to P.O. Box 41, Washington, Indiana, paid for by Davis County Right to Life.
This is Tiffany Arthur, candidate for state representative for District 63. I want to congratulate Coach Huff and the Barre Lady Vikings on advancing to semi-state and wish them the very best of luck this weekend. Our community is proud of what you've accomplished and will be cheering you on every step of the way. Good luck, Lady Vikings. Keep making us proud and bring home a semi-state win.
This ad paid for by Tiffany Arthur for Indiana. Make this the summer at Washington Chrysler Center. Drive home in a new 26 Ram 1500 Express starting at $50,085 with a 10-year 100,000-mile warranty. Looking for an SUV? Save $4,500 on the new 26 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited starting at $49,584. Or the 26 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo is as low as $42,236. And see the all-new Jeep Grand Wagoneers fully loaded starting at $73,276. Make this the summer at the Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington.
Back at Brown County alongside Brian Emmons, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Haley Huff going to take the circle. Macy Lowry going to lead it off for West Washington. First pitch going to miss low. We're underway. Brian Owen, the Viking, or in the Dub-Dub half of the first.
Yeah, Macy Washington, a junior that plays all over the field, infield, outfield, pitcher. She does it all. She bats leadoff for the Senators.
That one going to be lined at or chopped foul down the third base line. We're going to do it again at 1-1. Coach Josh Huff was quick to pull his daughter
yep.
this morning, and it was kind of an interesting dilemma. Went do you ever come back to her? And he ended up riding Charlie Peraza all the way to the end today.
Yeah, I talked to Charlie after the game. There's a long fly ball to left that's going to be played by Marie. No
Kiera's,
problem.
Kiera Stahl going to range over, make the play on the line, one out.
But, yeah, Charlie said she felt good. She felt in control, and she said she felt like she got stronger throughout the game and just made really good pitches and probably, honestly, got better as her time went
on.
Yeah. She was just as good in the seventh as she was in the first. But now we have a fresh Haley Huff for game two.
That's going to bring Elena Schmidt to the plate. She's a senior.
Maybe with a little bit of a chip on her shoulder.
There's number six for West Washington. That one going to hit the inside corner, ball and a strike. So 1-1 count, one down, bottom of the first, 1-0 Bar Eve. 1-1 pitch on the way. That one going to be popped on the infield. Peraza's going to
canicle,
range back, make the play, two down. Haley may not have some of the eye-popping strikeout numbers that a lot of pitchers have, Rhino, but she induces a lot of soft contact.
Yeah, that was a perfect example of that right there, just a little pop fly to third base. Here comes the pitcher.
Cooper to the plate. That one's going to be fouled straight back.
Ava is a junior.
I was told today that Cooper was a transfer student from Orleans.
Okay.
So she moved over to West Washington for her junior year. 0-1 pitch on the way. Going to hit the outside corner, called strike two.
Yeah, good pitch right there on the outside corner where we're sitting. We've got a good vantage point of that. That was a great pitch.
0-2 pitch on the way. Let's see what Haley tries to do. He's going to rock and fire. High and outside. 1-2.
Rise ball. Deco caught a little bit of flack between games, mentioning his favorite doctors. Dr. Adam Traylor, not crazy about his list.
I was just playing to my audience. 1-2 on the way. Going to miss off the outside corner. 2-2.
I was offended, Dr. Pepper, so far down, but
not Todd.
Just me. Dr. Scholl's happy with his placement.
All my favorite doctors live by the golf course in Montgomery. 2-2 on the way. And that one going to be fouled, and Cooper may have chopped that one off her foot.
Including Dr. Nick Weiniger.
Dr. Jeff Doyle. And, of course, the doctor of basketball, Heath Howington.
Yes. Yes. Well, I think right now he can put about any title he wants on.
2-2 pitch on the way. Two outs. Huff to Cooper. That ball going to be well struck to left center. And we are tied at one. And that ball carried and carried and carried out, Bryno.
Yeah, when she hit it, I thought it maybe she caught it off the fist a little bit. But, boy, did that ball carry. So, nothing better than a pitcher giving up a bomb in the first inning than avenging that herself. And now we are tied at one.
So we've got a slugfest going on. Two solo shots in the first inning. And that's going to bring the West Washington catcher up. My friend Cody Cummings says, what about the doctor of computers? Absolutely. Dr. Cody Cummings. First one from Huff, going to be lined foul to Layla Manship.
Hit hard, but just a loud strike. That's a pretty good name, Layla Manship.
So 1-1 now, bottom of the first.
Be a good name for a band, Manship.
Todd would play lead guitar. 0-1 on the way. Going to miss outside, ball and a strike.
Manship overdrive.
She is the lady senator cleanup hitter.
They've got her listed as infielder and a catcher.
1-1 on the way. That ball going to be popped into left. And Kira Stahl going to go back. That wind is carrying tonight, but she's going to make the play, and that's going to do it. But the Senators square it up here, and we're through one complete on the JJ Concrete scoreboard. Bar even West Washington, tied at one. Back after this timeout.
The staff at United Excavating wants to wish the Bari Vikings softball team the best of luck in the tournament. United Excavating has been a long-standing organization within the community and have watched many of these young women grow into the athletes they are today. They're so anxious to see them compete. Their success was earned by all their hard work and dedication. The folks at United Excavating are huge fans of Bar Reeve sports, and they'll definitely be cheering from the sidelines. Good luck to the Bar Reeve Lady Vikings in the softball postseason tournament from United Excavating.
First Federal Savings Bank of Washington is your only locally owned financial institution. This is Eric Lane, and our team takes great pride in serving you, our community, in all that we do. When you bank with us, our income is used to continue to provide your community with a personalized hometown bank experience that you can't get anywhere else. If you want to make your loan payments where you know they will have an impact, or open a deposit account with people who genuinely appreciate you, please see us at First Federal Savings Bank of Washington. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is the Cummings Agency in Montgomery. We'd like to talk to all you contractors out there about your business insurance. Give us a call at 812-486-3404 and let us help you hit a home run with coverage options tailored for you from Pekin Insurance for general liability, commercial auto, workers' compensation, umbrella insurance, and more. The Cummings Agency and Pekin Insurance say go Vikings!
Top of the second, 1-1. Bar even, West Washington tied up. Haley Huff going to lead it off.
Lily Lotus on deck.
First one going to be cut on and missed.
The pitch was up out of the strike zone. Not a good cut there by Haley. I think she knew it. Now she'll dig in and go after one.
0-1 on the way. That one going to miss low and inside. Ball and strike. One on the way. High fastball got her swinging again. 1-2.
Yeah, that was the same spot as the first one that she didn't make contact with. So now the 1-2 pitch.
On the way. That ball going to be flared, but right at the second baseman. One up, one down. Now to bring Lotus to the plate.
Lily with a very good first game at first base. Had a hit off the wall or close to it.
That one going to miss high. This Holy cow, Robert Sullivan is here.
Yeah, I saw him over there earlier. Looking good. You might want to consider sunscreen.
It's late.
I don't know.
1-0. Cut on and missed. Ball and a strike.
It's awful fair skin. Sitting right in front of your daughter who could have used some sunscreen today at the tennis.
He's not quite as fair as Sully. 1-1 on the way. That one fouled straight back. 1-2. Hello to the Redbones crew listening tonight, Bryno. Hi,
yeah.
Angie.
Angie. I'm sure Emily.
Everybody in the kitchen.
Erica. Brunson.
Yeah. 1-2 on the way to Lotus. That ball going to be popped high on the infield. Second baseman going to range in, make the play. Two down.
Two straight pop-ups to the second baseman. And that will bring up one of the heroes of the morning. Freshman J.J. Knepp, she wears number 4, Deco.
Jocelyn Joe, going to step in.
And I would say She is digging in.
And that ball going to be popped. It's going to... Yes, it's going to be caught by the catcher in foul territory. Nice play by the catcher, Layla Manship. So we're through an inning and a half. It's all tied up at one, bar even West Washington, back after this timeout.
Purdue Farms in Washington is committed to building strong communities. Purdue believes in responsibly raising animals for food. At Purdue, we're a family of family-owned companies here to provide innovative food and agricultural products and services that makes people's lives better. We take pride in the diversity of our workforce and love giving back to the community by supporting local athletes and sports teams and nonprofit groups. At Purdue Farms in Washington, we believe in responsible food and agriculture.
Axis Building Group is proud to sponsor the Bari Vikings softball team as they head to Semistate. We wish the Vikings the very best on their championship run. Whether you're planning a remodel, building your dream home, or need a trusted partner for your next commercial project, Axis Building Group is here to guide you every step of the way. From residential construction to commercial developments, our team is committed to quality, integrity, and craftsmanship you can count on. We're cheering you all the way to a championship. Axis Building Group, building excellence, building community.
Bottom of the second, tied up at one. Haley Huff back to the circle. Meredith Deaton. Hello, Bad Bunny. Brock Swords and Trooper and President Wade Hart listening on Patoka Lake tonight.
All right. Well, it makes us do less than that.
Next, I'm going to hit the outside corner.
Now, she may be biased, but I got a text from my mom.
Yeah, she knows.
It's really soft-hearted.
And we'll tell you, Bradley, the other is standing right behind us up here in the press box. 0-2 on the way. That one misses outside. Really cool that these tennis people did the state finals thing today and looped it back all the way down here to Brown County tonight, Bruno.
In a bus.
1-2 on the way. That one going to be popped in. She'll squeeze it.
Good job by Lily getting out there right behind the first base box. Good job by the West Washington coach, Scott.
Let's talk about perfect timing. Listen to you on the way, out of St. Louis. Hey, Swartzy.
The only thing better is if it was Chicago.
Hello, Tupaco. Net listening in.
Hallie thought that Lily was going to charge, and she was headed over to cover first base. It turned out the butt was right to the second base position. So just a little bit of a – they knew where they were going on a bunt. The bunt just happened to be in a perfect spot.
So Houchin going to reach on an infield single with one out. Now she threatens taking off. That's going to bring – Adele Brown to the plate. 1-1 game here, bottom of the second. Next one misses inside, 2-0. Semi-state championship game. It's been a great day in Brown County, Bryno.
Yeah, it sure has been. Again, that win this morning kind of came out of nowhere. And a lot of people at about 1:30 didn't think we'd be playing this evening, but that's why you stick with it, and that's why you stick with our broadcasts.
2-0 pitch in for a strike, 2-1.
Thank you to the Core Center and Landmark Surveying, Edward Jones, RTC Communications for sponsoring Viking Sports.
Next one misses inside, 3-1.
Thompson Insurance, Tiffany Arthur for Indiana.
We'll be with her tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're going to sit in on the Left of Midlife podcast.
And that one going to get under the glove of Addison Jones at shortstop. And it's going to be first and second with one out. Ball was well struck
Yeah, it was hit pretty hard. I think Addy was thinking that was going to take a much bigger hop than what it did. It just kind of flattened out on her and was swinging right underneath her glove. But had a force out at every base, first and second, one out.
It's going to bring the eight-hole hitter. It's Riley Davidson. First one hits the outside corner, called strike one.
Well, this morning, first and second, I said this is a good time to throw behind everybody down to first base, and they did that and threw it into right field.
Did not work out.
I am not going to say that again tonight.
One strike pitch on the way, hit sharply, and that's going to get through Perazis at third, and that's going to score one, and all the runners are going to stop. So West Washington takes the lead 2-1.
Yeah, just a really hard hit ball. Charlie just didn't field it. It caromed off her glove and went all the way down to the
taking the start, but taking a timeout.
When pain slows you down, expert care is closer than you think. At Davies Community Hospital's Core Center, you'll find complete musculoskeletal care all in one place. From orthopedics and pain management to podiatry, their team treats everything from joint pain and back issues to sports injuries and chronic conditions. With experienced providers and same-day appointments available, getting back to what matters most has never been easier. Call Davies Community Hospital Core Center today at 812-254-2663.
2-1, West Washington, and Perazis is on, Bruno.
Yeah, I thought Coach Hubb was just coming out to kind of settle down the infielders after a couple of errors, but he made the change, so Charlie back in there on the in the circle.
Next one going to be fouled back. This is Maggie Morrow, the 9 hitter, so quickly a 2-strike count. The good news is with Charlie and Haley, they can just switch positions.
Yeah.
2-0 or 0-2, got her swinging. Strike three, two down.
Yeah, good job by Charlie, just picking up right where she left off earlier today.
Now to bring Lowry back to the plate.
West Washington coach coming up questioning the substitution, but he said, no, they just switched third baseman to pitcher. I don't know what you want us to do here.
So 2-1 West Washington, bottom of the second. Runners at first and second, two down. Lowry steps in. Perazis going to be fouled straight back from Lowry.
She flied out to the left fielder in her first at bat.
A one on the way. That ball going to be flared into center. Lucy Wirt's going to find it, squeeze it, and that's going to do it. But West Washington adds a run. We're through two complete on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 2-1 West Washington. Back after this timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington has been providing surveying and land development services to Davies County and the surrounding area for almost 30 years. Whether you're buying, selling, or developing land, you can rely upon the knowledge and experience of Landmark to make your plans a reality. Contact Darren or Dennis Helms for a consultation at 812-257-0950 or visit them on the web at landmarksurveyingco.com. For confidence in your land-related decisions, call Landmark at 812-257-0950.
I have come to the conclusion that no one likes insurance audits. I mean, why would they? Here at Thompson Insurance, we understand the frustration of completing that paperwork and then just hoping you're providing all the necessary information. We partner with companies like Hastings Mutual, who understands the construction industry. I'm Margaret Rhodes, and I would like to help your audit process become as stress-free as possible. Call 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance and Hastings Mutual Insurance, your construction insurance experts.
I'm Doug Bubalo, your Davies County Edward Jones Financial Advisor. We are all about financial investments. but we also value the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of all our Daviess County teams on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or visit edwardjones.com for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shaylee Stahl going to lead it off for the Vikings. First one going to miss outside, 1-0. 9-1-2 in the order for the Vikes, Brino.
And Wyatt Stone is just ripping us for being Cubs fans. And I don't like it.
Next one, changeup, going to get her swinging. Ball and a strike. So a pair of errors in the top or the bottom of the second. It'll give West Washington the lead. And that one going to get inside, and that's going to be a leadoff base runner. Shaylee just kind of turned the shoulder. And there is a leadoff runner for the Vikes, Shaylee.
I predicted a walk there, so we'll count that one.
That's going to bring Sydney Wilson to the plate.
My prediction was walk, double, sacrifice, home run.
Okay.
This inning. So we'll see if I'm just how good I am.
First one going to miss outside. 1-0 to Sydney Wilson. Lead off home run from the Viking catcher.
Yep, she got the crowd energized right off the bat. Literally.
1-0 on the way. That one's high. Good 2-0.
Eye. Yeah, it's a really good eye there. It's easy to chase those high pitches. Sid kept those hands back and just watched it all the way.
Two zero on the way. Fouled straight back. 2-1.
This girl not throwing anywhere in the ballpark as hard as the Indianapolis Lutheran pitcher did. Having to really keep those hands back and stay disciplined.
Lucy Wirtz on deck. Sydney going to step back in.
Looks like the Kentucky Derby winner won the race today.
Okay. 2-1 on the way. This is outside. 3-1.
Makes you wonder why they didn't run the Preakness now. If they could win them both, why would you rob yourself of absolute
of a triple
glory?
Crown thought, shot?
But winning the two that you're in, I guess that increases that stud fee.
3-1. Going to miss high, so a hit batter and a walk. Vikings with first and second. Nobody out. And that's going to bring Lucy Wirtz to the plate.
Lucy hit the ball hard her first time up, right to the second baseman who made an error on the play. Josh is calling timeout. He's going to come in and talk to the umpire.
That'll be a courtesy runner for Sydney, the catcher. That's going to be Molly Jo Anderson.
Or as we call her, MJA.
So Luce going to step in. She is most definitely a threat to bunt. But we'll see what Coach Huff and the Vikings try to do right here.
Lucy looking up the call on her wristband. She's got it. Molly Jo on first.
She's going to show bunt, get it down. It's going to stay on the line of the Vikings. Bases loaded and nobody out.
That bunt was down the first base line. It was only about 5-10 feet in front of the plate, but it had counterclockwise spin. And it got right on that line and never moved. And they were hoping it would go foul, but it didn't. So now we've got bases full, no outs.
And that's going to bring the heart of the order, Charlie Perazis, to the plate.
That couldn't have had better spin than what it did to stay fair.
The infield really moved in. If Charlie can hit one hard on the ground, that one going to hit the outside corner.
Bless you, Todd.
One strike count on Perazis. That one going to be pop foul. and bend out of play down the left field line. So a two-strike count on Charlie.
Just got a little bit out in front of that one.
Top of the third, 2-1 West Washington.
Bases full of Vikings with no outs.
That one going to be chopped to the first baseman. She's going to go home and get the force out. And that lead runner going to be cut down. One out.
Yeah, just kind of an excuse me swing. She wasn't sure she wanted to go through with it and then caught a piece of it. So good play by West Washington coming to the plate. We'll probably have a courtesy runner for the pitcher.
Hallie Knepp to the plate.
And that courtesy runner is going to be Nia Knepp.
So Hallie going to step in.
So base is full of Vikings, and here comes Hallie.
First one in for a strike. One out, top of the third, 2-1 West Washington, bases full of Vikings. Next one cut on and missed, strike two.
Yeah, a little off-speed pitch there. Just caught Hallie guessing on a fastball. Now it's 0-2. Good hitter like this, though. Likes to hit in an 0-2 count.
0-2 on the way. Going to miss inside, 1-2. West Washington wanted that one, Bruno.
Well, I don't know. They wanted it, or they think maybe cheering real loud when the pitch comes in will affect the umpire, but either way, it wasn't close.
1-2 on the way. That ball going to be hit sharply right at the third baseman. They're going to cut down the lead runner at home, so two down.
Yeah, she hit it hard, right, but right at the third baseman. So it's the second one in a row. They've cut down the runner, but still bases loaded, but now two outs.
So Addison Jones did the plate.
Flew out to the right fielder in her first at bat.
That ball going to be hit sharply, but right at the third baseman. She's going to step on the bag, and West Washington gets out of it. We're through 2.5 on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 2-1, West Washington with the lead. Back after this timeout.
Your internet should keep up with the way you need to use it. Whether you're watching your favorite show, uploading files, or running the smartest home in town, IntelliSyn gives you fast, reliable internet backed by local people who are here when you need us. Simple plans, strong connection, service you can count on. Disclaimer, no calculator, spreadsheets, finger counting, advanced degrees, decoder rings, magnifying glasses, or Einstein level math required to understand your internet bill. Fees are not hiding in the bushes. Promotional fine print will not jump out 6 months later and scare your wallet. Honestly, that's pretty much it. IntelliSyn, delivered by RTC. The difference is who answers.
RT Home Solutions is proud to support the Bari Vikings. Stop by their brand new store and experience the same trusted service you've always loved. RT Home Solutions offers new appliances from all the major brands. KitchenAid, Samsung, Whirlpool, Maytag, Z-Line, GE Cafe, Midea, Frigidaire, Thor, and more. Bringing you the same great savings and dependable service every time. Conveniently located at 650 East in Montgomery, RT Home Solutions is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. And Saturdays 8 till noon.
Two, three, and four to start the third inning for West Washington here. They've got a 2-1 lead.
Line drive to the third baseman last time.
Peraza's back to circle. First one going to miss outside.
Outfield at medium depth.
Next one bounced over to Lily Lotus. She's going to pick it up, step on the bag, one down.
No big whoop, says Lily.
Like coffee talk on Saturday Night Live.
But
give us a call. We'll talk. No big whoop.
Yep.
Cooper with a solo homer. She is next to the plate. First one going to miss low. Peraza's deals again. That one misses outside, 2-0.
I've heard it's she is a third cousin twice removed of Alice Cooper. One of my favorite Coopers.
That one going to be hit, but back at Addison Jones. She's going to pick it up, fire it across.
Routine.
Two down. And that'll bring Manship to the plate, the catcher.
She flew out to the left fielder last time.
First one to her, going to miss outside. Nope, call a strike.
Shoo. We'll take that one. Holy cow.
One strike pitch.
Manship.
On the way. That one misses high. Ball and a strike.
I'm sure I would appeal that one just to be an annoyance more than anything. We may take
there
it.
Is the
yep,
appeal.
There we go. Yep. Okay. I like the appeal, though. Make her think. Let her know we're watching. Her bat looks like a bomb pop.
Well, those were good. And that one going to be flared. Second baseman Hallie Knapp going to go out into the grass, make the play, and that's going to do it.
Easy.
We're through three on the JJ's Concrete Scoreboard. 2-1 West Washington. Back after this timeout.
Good luck to the Barre Vikings from your friends, the Montgomery Brewerton Club. Now celebrating 60 years, the Ruertan Club has given back over the years to a variety of schools, local charities, and other nonprofit groups. The Montgomery Ruertan Club is proud to bring you the Turkey Trot Festival at the Ruertan Grounds in September and shooting matches in January. From one great team to another, sail on mighty Vikings from all your friends at the Montgomery Ruertan Club, proud sponsors of Viking Athletics.
Davies Martin County REMC proudly salutes the Barre Lady Vikings softball team on another outstanding season. Your hard work, dedication, and teamwork have made our community proud. Congratulations to all those who helped make this season one to remember. As you take the field this weekend, know that your community is behind you every step of the way. We're proud to power your homes and even prouder to support the team that brings that same energy and strength to the field. From all of us at Davies Martin County REMC, good luck this weekend, and let's go Lady Vikings.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Top of the fourth, 2-1 West Washington. Haley Huff leads it off, Bryno.
Yeah, Haley.
First one in for a strike.
Lily and JJ. You know what that sounds like?
Oh, like a run. A one pitch on the way. Going to hit the inside corner, called strike two.
Haley's not taking very confident cuts. This girl's got her just a little confused. Hopefully she can find one that she likes and drive it.
O2 on the way. That one going to be fouled back. That would have been a mid-lacy screen.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been a complete panic.
O2 on the way again. Got her swinging. Strike three. One down. That's going to bring Lotus to the plate.
Yeah, this girl's got Haley's number right now. She seems like she's just not seeing the ball well out of her arm, out of her hand. About to bring up Lotus, who flew out to the second baseman last time.
And that one going to be popped foul down the left field line. That ball's going to hold up.
Oh,
and
she caught it twice.
Left fielder going to make the play. Two down for JJ.
Yeah, she caught it. It popped out of her glove, and she caught it again. So that bring up JJ. And she fouled out last time to the catcher, but see her drive one here.
First one on the way to JJ. Called strike one at the outside corner.
Quick moving game. We are in the top of the fourth already.
1-1 pitch. And that ball going to be clubbed deep to right. Does it have enough? We are tied at two. The freshman has done it again.
Get gone. And she left one up in the zone, and the freshman just absolutely jumped on it. That was a no-doubter.
Oh, 2-2 bar even. JJ has went deep twice today, and now we're tied at two.
And both of them to tie the game. Yeah, that was, there wasn't any doubt about it.
It's going to bring Shaylee Stahl to the plate. Shaylee was hit by a pitch last time.
And that was right into the West Washington crowd out there in right field. I could see the right fielder was headed back and had her hand out to touch the fence to figure out where she was at, and she was still looking straight up.
Shaylee Stahl, first pitch misses outside. Next one going to be fouled back, ball and a strike.
We're tied 2-2, Deco.
Right back to where we started here in the top of the fourth.
You can see Todd just typing away on his
feverishly
Washington Times Herald story.
1-1 on the way to Shea. Fastball got her that time, 1-2.
Is that wasp on the inside or the outside?
It is on the inside.
It is on the inside.
It's on the attack.
Hope it doesn't sting Todd.
1-2 on the way to Shaylee. That one misses high, 2-2.
Okay. We are tied 2-2. Another big home run by J.J. Knapp.
Uh-oh. 2-2 on the way. Got her looking on the outside corner, called strike three. And that's going to do it for the Vikings. But
he is doing play-by-play.
J.J. Knapp.
Killing a wasp right now.
Ties the game for the Vikings. We're through 3.5 on the J.J.'s concrete scoreboard. 2-2, Bar Eve West Washington here in the semi-state championship. Back after this timeout.
With a population expected to reach 9 billion people by 2040, growers like you will be asked to produce more food to feed this growing population. The solution is AgriIntelligence. Helena's AgriIntelligence program combines innovative technology with more than 60 years of experience. Helena has a long history of embracing precision agriculture to produce yields and leave a lasting impact on your farm for generations to come. Contact your local Helena representative today in Montgomery or Bloomfield to learn more about AgriIntelligence. Imagine stepping into your backyard and feeling like you're on vacation without ever leaving home. At Stahl Furniture Company, they help turn ordinary yards into beautiful outdoor living spaces with Berlin Gardens handcrafted outdoor poly furniture, custom outdoor kitchens designed, built, and installed by their team, plus outdoor appliances and grills. From the Big Green Egg to major gas grill brands, Stahl Furniture Company has what you need to cook, relax, and gather outside. Your dream backyard is closer than you think. Visit Stahl Furniture Company today, 4 miles south of Odin on 900 East.
Bottom of the fourth. Charlie Perazis back to the circle. First pitch in for a strike to Meredith Deaton.
I just, all you Viking fans that have been proud of Mike DeCourcy before, he's doing play-by-play, killing wasps in the press box at the same time. Never missed a beat, did he, Todd? Continued to call the action.
Brown County softball staff and athletic department, they were impressed with my hand-eye coordination.
I there was nothing about that you couldn't be impressed about.
1-1 going to miss high. Hello, Chris Myers, Officer Chris Myers, Bar Eve School Resource Officer, listening in Indy.
In Indy?
In Indianapolis.
Oh, I didn't know he could move outside the county.
He can do whatever he wants. Next one going to be fouled down the right field line. Going to hit the fence. We'll do it at 2-2. So 2-2, Bar Even West Washington, tied up here in the bottom of the fourth.
Well, this is what a semi-state final should look like. Close and hanging on every pitch.
Next one going to be flied short right. Howie going to back up, make a play about 2 feet into the grass. One down. And hello to our friend Bo Gish.
Hey, Bo.
And even Todd Lancaster says hello, Bo. And Todd doesn't like anybody.
No.
But he likes Bo Gish.
Bo knows softball.
First pitch to Julia Houchin. Going to be in for a strike.
Julia had a single down the first base line last time.
Perazis gets the sign. Next one going to be bunted right at Perazis. Good play. And Lily Lotus going to hang on. And there's going to be a discussion here, I believe.
Yeah, they're going to ask the home plate umpire if Lily bobbled that. And it was close. We'll see what they say here. It wouldn't surprise me if she doesn't stay on base. Because it did look like Lily. Maybe Dougal clutched it, but I'm not sure the ball ever.
Yeah. They're going to call her safe.
Yeah, I think that's a good piece. I hate that it goes against the Vikings. I think that's a good piece of umpiring. She did bobble it just a little bit. Umpires get together, make the right call. You can't complain about that.
It's going to bring Adele Brown to the plate.
Bo Gish, an answer to a Bar Reeve trivia question.
Now there's Coach Josh Huff going to come out and have a discussion.
I don't know what the question is, but I'm sure he's the answer to a Barbie trivia question. Yep. Josh, okay with it?
The answer is my favorite Viking from 2002.
Oh. The question is, who's Todd Lancaster's favorite Viking from 2002? So there you go. Beats out Zane Bowman.
And Darren Wilcher.
Oh, wow. There goes his prices at Red Bones, straight up.
First one going to hit the outside corner to Adele Brown. Another error on the Vikings. That's going to be number 3 here tonight.
If you're at Red Bones listening, Mike DeCourcy would like to buy everybody around.
Next one misses high. Put it on Amber's tab.
Third base coach for West Washington calls the old green 5-5. See what that is.
Next one going to be slap foul and out of play down the right field line.
That was the old foul ball call.
What's the strikeout call?
That's black 5-5.
Okay. Next one misses outside, 2-2.
If I yell black 5-5 outside the window, do you think she'll strike her out?
You can try it.
Black 5-5. Black 5-5.
Here we go. 2-2 on the way. Foul back.
It was close. We're going to put the same play on here.
So runner at first, one out. Bottom of the fourth, 2-2 here in the semi-state championship game. Same. Winner advances to the state finals in Lafayette next week.
Yeah, next week.
Next one going to be popped high on the infield. Hallie going to go find it, squeeze it, two down. Next up, Riley. And that's going to bring Riley Davidson to the plate. Davidson 0 for 1 tonight. That one in for a strike.
Davidson hit it to Charlie last time at third base. Or I'm sorry, at Haley.
0-1 fouled straight back.
Actually, I think it was Charlie at the time. It was an E5. That's the one that bounced over to the fence and scored a run.
So no two count.
How was your pizza at lunch?
Phenomenal. 0-2 on the way. Got her swinging.
There's
strike three.
The old black 5-5.
And that's going to do it. So we're through four complete on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Bar Even West Washington tied it to a piece. Back after this timeout.
Family-owned and operated, Knapp's Amish Country Corner is the area's favorite for fresh deli, bulk food, and delicious bakery and general store. Check out their weekly specials by following them on Facebook. Each day features an extra special meal that only Knapp's can offer. Ask them to help you plan and prepare a celebration or party. They can provide meals, trays, charcuteries, or desserts. Call 486-3545 to order Knapp's Amish Country Corner, Highway 50 east of Washington.
I'm Grant Stafford, your Daviess County Edward Jones Financial Advisor. We're all about financial investments, but we also value the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Bar Reef Vikings on WAMW. Come see us on Highway 50 right next to J&L Home Center, or visit edwardjones.com for all of your investment needs. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Back in Brown County, Bar Eve coming up in the fifth. It's 2-2. Top of the order, Sydney Wilson going to come up for the Vikings. Being joined by Todd Lancaster. Todd, what do you think so far? We got a tight one.
We got a tight one. I think Bar Eve ends up pulling this one out.
First pitch high for ball one.
Because Bar Eve always wins. And I think we've seen that, haven't we?
Well, we certainly saw it this morning. Sydney has homered in the first, walked in the third.
I'm not going to say Sydney is underrated because she does a tremendous job behind the plate, but she really is one of those glue kids on this team.
Yeah, she really has done a great job of getting on base and making things happen for the Vikings in this entire season and postseason. And then she's going to smack one into center field. That's right at the center fielder, though, and that will be played for one out.
Maybe about 15 feet in front of the fence.
She hit it pretty good. Didn't quite get all of it. That'll bring up Lucy Wirtz, number 9. Lucy has...
You know, she's another one who, you know, you could call her a glue kid, but she is so steady in center field.
Yeah.
Everything hit the center field, you know she's going to run down.
Very much so. Lucy reached on an error by the second baseman in her first at bat, and then a bunt single in her last one. She's swinging away this time. That's fouled straight back for strike one.
Is the story, though, J.J. Knapp? J.J. Knapp has...
Well, so
and
far,
she was,
yeah.
And she was out for a few weeks.
Yep.
After a surgery. And she has just...
And she has pulverized two balls today. And there's Lucy going to pop that one up to the right fielder. That's the sun field, but she makes a good play for the second out.
And our athletic folks here said that right field is a really tough place to play this
yeah,
time of day.
Everybody on that side of the field got sunglasses on, especially in the outfield. So that was a tough play, but she makes it. That'll bring up Charlie Perazes, who flied out to left.
And, you know, she's a pretty big part of the story today, too.
Yeah. Yeah, she came in relief both games. She's going to pop that one straight up on the first pitch, and that was going to be played by the catcher. So a quick 1-2-3. In that half of the inning for the Vikings, we'll come
Brian,
back.
Oh, looks like your hot dogs are here.
All right. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, after five, it's West Washington 2 and the Bar Reef Vikings 2. We'll be right back after this.
Crane Credit Union is committed to delivering a personalized experience to our members throughout all stages of life. From youth and teen accounts to our retirement accounts, we're here for you every step of the way. Our checking accounts provide free checks to age 60-plus members and offer a high-yield option. Auto and personal loans are processed within your local branch, and staff can also help you with mortgage and home equity needs at any of our 18 branch locations. Crane Credit Union, supporting financial needs, dreams, and possibilities. Learn more at cranecu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, I'm here.
Back at Brown County, It's 2-2, West Washington and Barrieve locked in a tight one.
Brino, I gotta bring up your dog right there. Looks like they're grilling them here.
Yeah, they are grilling them. That's good. Hot dog was delivered right to the press box. First pitch, that's going to be popped up. Lotus underneath it. She's going to make the play. One out. So a quick Barrieve half of the inning. One pitch, one out for Charlie.
Yeah, this has been a very quick inning and a half. Mike DeCourcy is back.
He was on a quick assignment.
Therefore,
for Shake Broadcasting,
I'll be handing this microphone over to the golden throat of Mike DeCourcy.
Deco, quick half of the Barrieve inning. Three up, three down there.
So one down here in the bottom of the fifth. Quickly a 2-0 count.
It brings up the top of the West Washington order. She is flight out to left and center, so she is due to hit one out to right to JJ.
Two-oh going to be fouled straight back. Hello to former West Washington high school great and Division II national champion under Bruce Pearl at the University of Southern Indiana, Neil Coyle, listening in.
Hello, Neil.
And thank you for Heath Howington, Neil Coyle. That one going to be flared back up the middle. Howie going to make the play. Two down. It's Indiana All-Star Saturday, Neil's son. And Indiana All-Star Bloomington South. What heck of a model American is that, Neil Coyle?
I don't know Neil Coyle, but he's a friend of yours. He's a friend of mine.
To know him is to love him. So two down. And bunt attempt by Schmidt. That one may be worth an appeal right there, Bruno.
Yeah, it doesn't look like we're going to. Maybe. Can we yell out of the press box?
I guess we could.
Hey.
1-0 on the way. That one going to be flared into right. JJ going to range over, make the play, and we are through five complete on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 2-2, Barrieve West Washington headed to the top of the sixth. Back after this timeout.
The Davis County Right to Life is asking for your help in this battle against abortion. With the new administration in Washington, D.C., they have made great progress in stopping funding from going to Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion organizations. We are pleased that some funding may now be going to pregnancy care centers that care for mothers with unplanned pregnancies. No, this will not stop all abortions, but it's a step in the right direction. We ask you to consider sending a donation to P.O. Box 41, Washington, Indiana, paid for by Davis County Right to Life.
Managing your medication shouldn't feel like a full-time job. At Williams Brothers Pharmacy, our medication synchronization program lets you pick up all your prescriptions on the same day each month. One trip, no hassle, no missed doses. Plus, with Williams Brothers Pharmacy's automatic refill program, your medications are ready right when your last-minute calls are running out unexpectedly. Take control of your health the easy way. Visit your local Williams Brothers Pharmacy and ask about syncing your prescriptions and enrolling in automatic refills today.
4-5-6 for the Vikings here in the top of the sixth, Brino. Hallie Knapp leads it off.
Sounds like a run. Be a good time to get one, too.
That one going to be fouled back.
This game has moved along quickly. That last inning took what total of about 8 to 10 minutes.
Oh, not much. Hello to Alan and Emmy Toy. Hey guys, congratulations to Annie on a great state tournament run. That one in for a strike.
My wife Kirsten, Sam, Liv, and Dylan all listening up in Chicago, and they ate at Gino's East today, Deco, and they said, your pizza was not better than theirs.
Well, we can debate that. Cooper went down.
Yeah, that didn't look good, but now she's going to get up and walk around.
A couple of pitchers who've kind of stumbled in that area today, and I know most every pitcher is different where you want to spot to land. And
right, yeah. She looked like her right leg just kind of buckled on her. She's going to walk it off here. Hopefully she's okay.
It's going to be a 1-2 count on Hallie.
Yeah, I think she's just going to walk it off.
So while she's walking it off, Heather Madison listening in. Heather, Bo Gish. This is Todd Lancaster's favorite, 2002.
Yep. Trainer now going to head out, looks like, for West Washington. Thank you to Bobcat of Davies County, RTC Communications, Washington Chrysler Center, Grant Stafford, Edward Jones, Crane Federal Credit Union, Stahl Furniture, Davies County Right to Life.
Hello, Justin Seal.
Justin Seal.
A couple of warm-up tosses for Cooper. She's going to say she's all right.
Yeah, she's still kind of favoring that, but hopefully she's okay. I don't want to do anything like that. But that's going to have Hallie step back in. We've got a one ball, two strike count, and it is 2-2 in the sixth inning.
Addison Jones on deck. 1-2 pitch on the way. That one fouled back.
Yeah, she had no problem with that one, so I think she's okay. I will give that hot dog that I was just brought by the Brown County staff out of the Wyatt Stone 4 chicken leg scale. I'll give it a solid 3.
Okay. 1-2 on the way again. Misses off the outside corner. Did not miss by much.
Nope.
2-2.
I'd like to get Hallie on somehow because Addie is due to drive one. She hit the ball hard at the third baseman last time.
That ball going to be popped foul, and that's going to bend out of play into the first base bleachers.
There's another wasp. Was that another wasp, or did you miss
the
first
one? That's on the outside this time, I think. It's on the inside. Never mind.
Here he goes, folks. He's going. He got it. The first pitch. The Russian's down. He's got it. He's pounding him into submission.
Sean Strickland hammer fist.
I'm gonna stop it.
Yeah. Get in there.
Holy cow.
Get in there, Herb Dean.
He's still wiggling. He is still alive, folks. He's trying to come
2-2, back. And that one going to be popped and up against the fence, and play is going to be made. One down.
Dico, this guy is still battling. Give me your thing. He is still. Man, we're calling in the closer now. That's going to. He's still. Man, this thing won't. There we go.
So that'll bring Addison Jones to the plate.
Holy cow. He's the toughest wasp of all time. All right, back to softball.
First one to Addy going to be lined into left. That's going to be a hit. And a one-out single going to give the Vikes a base runner, and that's going to bring Haley Huff to the plate.
Yeah, Addy hit that one right on the screws down the left field line. Olga get a single because she hit it so hard, and left fielder got over to make the play. But she's on first now. And I think if there's anybody that is due in this lineup, it is Haley Huff.
So Huff going to step in. Addy at first. That ball cut on and missed. Strike one.
One of the big plays in that early game, Addy stealing second base and manufacturing a run. We'll see if maybe they get something going here with one out.
One strike pitch on the way to Haley. That one going to miss low.
Not real high velocity from this pitcher. She spots it well, changes speeds well.
1-1 pitch on the way. That's high, 2-1.
They thought Addie might be going that time. She was up out of her stance quick, but Addie stayed put. Now 2-1. We're going to keep an eye on down there at first base because they are playing deep in the infield.
That one's high, 3-1.
Okay.
Lily Lotus on deck.
And Lotus has hit the ball hard twice tonight.
3-1 on the way. Fouled straight back, 3-2.
Whoop. Come on, Haley.
Full count pitch on the way. That one fouled back. We're going to do it again.
Barry dugout getting fired up here. I'd like to see her hit one out, see if Tyler Schulteis can catch it out behind that left field wall.
Full count pitch on the way. That ball going to be hooked deep and foul.
Well, that
and that one
that
had pitch, the distance.
That was a pitch that could have done it right there. She just got around on it a little too quick. Tyler didn't budge.
So full count pitch on the way. Addison Jones down at first. Strike three, got her swinging. Two down. That's going to bring Lotus to the plate.
Lotus has flied out to the, lined out to the second baseman, flied out to the left fielder. With the velocity coming down a little bit, let's see if Lotus can square one up.
First one to Lily, going to be in for a strike.
Don't want to strand Addy out there.
Next one going to be pop foul. So an 0-2 pitch coming to Lotus.
Lily has three or four home runs this year.
O-2 on the way, and changeup got her swinging, strike three. So we are headed to the bottom of the sixth on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 2-2, Bar Eve and West Washington all tied up. Back after this timeout.
Davies Martin County REMC proudly salutes the Bar Eve Lady Vikings softball team on another outstanding season. Your hard work, dedication, and teamwork have made our community proud. Congratulations to all those who helped make this season one to remember. As you take the field this weekend, know that your community is behind you every step of the way. We're proud to power your homes and even prouder to support the team that brings that same energy and strength to the field. From all of us at Davies Martin County REMC, good luck this weekend, and let's go Lady Vikings.
Hi, this is Shelley with A&R Home Center. Spring brings a lot of wonderful things, warmer temps, and usually more sunshine, but it also brings storms and heavy rain. We have several things you need to be prepared. We offer sump pumps to keep the water out, or we can make the needed repairs on the one you have before it quits. We also offer weather alert radio with backup and Generac generators. Of course, we have all the small things you need if the power goes out, like flashlights and lamp oil. Come and see us today, A&R Home Center.
After all this time.
Are you singing? Coming back
for John in the break there.
And Cooper going to lead it off for.
Cooper has homered and grounded out to the shortstop.
First pitch swinging, strike one.
Two to two.
Next one misses outside. Ball and strike.
Top of the seventh. So we are. To steal one of our volleyball terms, we are in the witching hour.
It is. One on the way, fouled straight back. In the top of the seventh, if the Vikings can hold West Washington, it'll be J.J. Knepp, Shaylee Stahl, and Sidney Wilson.
Top of the order, yeah.
1-2 on the way. That's outside.
I'm not sure if there's anybody right now that I'd rather have lead off an inning than J.J. Knepp. But we got to take care of business here first.
2-2 pitch on the way. Going to be tapped slowly. Hallie Knepp going to pick it up, flip her out. One down.
Routine, my man.
Yeah.
Layla Manship. His flight out to the left fielder, flight out to the second baseman today. And founded a rock band called the Manship Overdrive.
First one into her, and that one going to be popped into left. Kira Stahl going to locate it, squeeze it. Hardly had to move, Brian. Nope, 0-2 down.
Strike two are there. It was a very loud one. When it left the bat, it looked like it was okay, but kind of hung up there. Now that's going to bring up Meredith Deaton, and she has flight out to the first baseman, flight out to the second baseman.
Roz is back. Deals back up the middle, and that's going to be a two-out single. Lucy going to pick it up out in center.
Yeah, good job by Lucy there, making sure it stayed in front of her, fielded it well, got it right back in to hold that to a single. But you don't want to mess around with anything. Let's go get this over right now. And that's going to bring up Julia Houchin. She has got a single, actually two singles, both on the right side of the infield today.
Infield in. She's bunted a couple of times. A little slap, but right back at Perazes. Back to Lotus.
All right.
And we are headed to the top of inning number seven on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 2-2. All tied up here in the semi-state championship. Back after this timeout.
Get ready for the ultimate race to success with Bobcat of Daviess County. Whether you're digging, hauling, or grading, Bobcat has you covered with our top-of-the-line equipment. So, if you want to stay ahead of the pack, come see us off Highway 50 in Washington. Because when it comes to speed and precision, we're the true champions. Visit Bobcat of Daviess County today and experience the thrill of victory with our unbeatable selection and expert service. Race ahead with Bobcat.
We are Bobcat of Daviess County.
Your internet should keep up with the way you need to use it. Whether you're watching your favorite show, uploading files, or running the smartest home in town, IntelliSign gives you fast, reliable internet backed by local people who are here when you need us. Simple plans, strong connection, service you can count on. Disclaimer, no calculator, spreadsheets, finger counting, advanced degrees, decoder, rings, magnifying glasses, or Einstein-level math required to understand your internet bill. Fees are not hiding in the bushes. Promotional fine print will not jump out 6 months later and scare your wallet. Well, that was easy. IntelliSign, delivered by RTC. The difference is who answers.
J.J. Knepp leads it off here, top of inning number seven in a 2-2 ball game. Right.
Well, they just played Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cindy Lauper, and J.J. has had a whole lot of fun today. Let's see if she can have some more.
J.J. homered her last time. First one misses inside to Jay.
Good eye. Get ahead in that count, make her come to you.
Jaylee Stahl on deck.
Left-handed batter.
1-0. This is outside 2-0.
Well, I don't think they're pitching around her.
I would settle for a solo shot, but
we'll take her.
Runner-up prize back would be a base runner.
Yeah, because she will be on second very quickly, I feel.
Next one going to bounce in, so 3-0 on Jay.
See what Josh does here. Does he give her the green light and let her just try to rip one?
Jocelyn Joe Knepp at the plate.
She's had a heck of a day.
She's going to show bunt.
She's going to take this one.
Takes a strike, 3-1.
Well, 3-1, here we go. She is going to get, unless they just want to put her on, she is going to get the pitch that she can drive right now.
That one going to be hit sharply off the shortstop, and JJ going to beat it out. So a leadoff infield single. It ricocheted off the glove of the pitcher, picked up by the shortstop, but the speed of JJ going to beat that out.
Yeah, it was hit very hard off the pitcher's glove, but the shortstop still, as hard as it was hit, she had time to try to make a play, but JJ's speed just a little bit too much.
That's going to bring, we're going to have a pinch hitter here. That's going to bring Kira Stahl to the plate, I believe, who is the left fielder for the Vikings.
She's bunting, right?
I would say she's bunting all day, every day, but we'll find out.
That's what the first and third baseman think, because they are right now about 25 feet from the plate. What you don't want to do is bunt it in the air. However, it'd be hard to double her off. Second baseman, shortstop playing normal depth.
JJ down at first. Kira steps in, shows bunt, pitches high. 1-0 to Kira.
Okay. Things just got tense.
Yeah.
You could just feel it.
It is the seventh inning. This game is an hour and 15 minutes old, basically. We are already there.
So, things have tightened up. JJ on first.
1-0 count to Kira Stahl.
She got a bunt.
Oh, that ball bunted in the air, and it's going to be an out.
Yeah, heads up base running by JJ there. Yeah, she saw that it was bunted in the air, and she got back quickly. So that'll bring up Sid, who was the first hero of the day and first at bat of the game when she homered.
And now I would not be surprised to see JJ here with one out, just in a straight steal situation.
Okay. Yep. Todd likes it.
That ball going to be slapped into left, and that's going to bend just foul.
Yeah, that was.
If it had stayed fair, I think that left fielder was going to have room to make the play.
Yeah, she made a good jump on it. She was going to get there. She almost got to that foul ball, but didn't. So that'll be a one-strike count, and we've still got our eye on JJ down there at first. I'd like to see her go. I don't think they can throw her out.
0-1. Going to be high. Ball and a strike.
But you get a pitch up in the zone like that, much easier for the catcher to make that throwing motion.
So yep.
I'd like to see one down low if she's going to go.
Ball and a strike on Sid. She homered to start the game. That ball going to be slapped foul. 1-2.
Yeah, good job by Sid there. Just protecting the plate. Ryan Wirtz giving her some instruction, saying watch that ball way up in the zone.
1-2 on the way. Going to miss outside, 2-2.
There was no thought. I thought maybe JJ would at least bluff at that time, but she's just taking that normal secondary lead. 2-2.
Pitch on the way.
Nope.
I'm going to miss outside. 3-2. Lucy Wirtz on deck.
Todd, you nervous? Todd is not nervous, Steve.
Okay. Full count pitch on the way to Sydney Wilson. That ball going to be hit sharply. That's going to get through to the right side. JJ going to round the bag. Head to third.
Safe. Yeah, she beat it.
She's going to be safe.
Boy, that was close. The
first
throw,
and third.
The throw was there. The tag just didn't get down quite quick enough. JJ coming in head first, and that was a close one. Woo.
That JJ kind of hesitated going around second base.
Yeah, and the right fielder made a really good throw. But just the speed helped, but good base knock there.
So Lucy Wirtz to the plate, first and third, one out. A little bit of a discussion.
And now they're going to talk about that play at third. I don't know that there's any overruling this from somebody else. I mean, the third base umpire was right on top of it.
Yeah, I don't know what the ask is here exactly. Yeah, safe.
No question. I mean, I do think, even though it was one heck of a throw, I don't think that the tag got down quick enough. So now Barrie, first and third with one out. And Lucy Wirtz, the senior, coming to the plate.
Top of the seventh.
Now, do you send that runner?
Well, they're going to.
They're just going to walk her in.
Go ahead and send her to first and create a force out at every base. And now it's Charlie Perazis stepping in. Bases loaded. One out. And, Brino, we have hit the biggest moment of the game.
Well, and you could argue the biggest moment of the season here.
And the season.
We've got a bases loaded, one out situation. Charlie's up. She's hit the ball hard. She's hit the ball right at fielders nearly every time. But the first and third baseman are in tight.
First one, going to miss outside, 1-0.
And with every one of those pitches, everything gets tighter for West Washington.
Rozas back in, bases loaded. 1-1, that ball's going to be flied to left.
TJ's going to tag.
Play's going to be made. Throw is going home, and Barry leads 3-2. Both runners move up, and the Vikings have taken the lead here in the top of inning number 7.
Now, Charlie hit it good enough to get it out there to the left fielder. JJ was tagging all the way with her speed. It wasn't even close. So Barry now takes the lead, 3-2.
Now with Howie Knepp, we'll see if they give her an intentional pass with a base open to create the force.
Well, I think I would, but it doesn't appear they're going to.
And Howie going to line one deep to center off the top of the fence. 5-2, Barreed in the top of the seventh. Howie Knepp comes through again.
Off the wall in dead center field to score two more. And now Barry leads it 5-2. And Deco, she hit that one hard.
She has hit the ball a ton, about four times today.
And still a runner on second with two outs.
Lotus going to step in. First one going to miss high. 5-2 Barry, top of the seventh.
It all started with JJ again. Aggressive base running. And timely hitting.
Next one to Lillian for a strike. I'm telling you this right now, those Knepp girls are just flat out winners.
Well,
I think they've proven that.
I think they've
already this year.
We may have to change the name of Bill Dobson Award.
Next one cut on and missed. 1-2 count to Lotus. But a three spot here in the top of the seventh for the Vikings. 1-2. That ball going to be lined into left center. That's going to get down. That's going to go to the wall. And Knepp going to score. Lotus into second. And the Vikings are pouring it on here in inning number 7. It is 6-2.
Another ball up in the zone that Lily just drove out there to the Bart Reeves student section, the boys' basketball team, and other athletes out there, and she hit it right up in their grills for a double, and now it's 6-2.
Now Haley Huff going to step in. And 4 in the seventh for the Vikings. First one up, no check swing there, 1-0 on Huff.
And after that hit by Lotus, the West Washington pitcher kind of looked into the dugout to see if there was help coming, and they just left her out there.
Hello, Kylie Sheppers. 6-2. That one is low.
Yeah, I said Lotus. That was Addie that hit that.
Oh, Addie, yeah. Addie Jones. Sorry to steal your moment, Addie. Yeah. Nothing. You've had enough already.
I'm following Deco's lead. We got Lotus hitting doubles. Yeah. But it was Addie Jones.
I've only known Addie since the day she was born.
Yeah.
Next one going to be fouled back. And I just talked to her mom and aunt on the way to my Pat Hughes inning.
Yeah. Well, she won't mind.
She doesn't care. Yeah, Addie cares about one thing, and that is a winning.
We're up 6-2. She's fine.
Huff going to step back in. But temporary insanity.
Yeah, Addie. Yeah. Out of body experience.
That one fouled straight back. 2-2.
Thanks to Tim Schwartz and Drew River for keeping us straight here.
Yeah. Matt Gingrich, just go ahead and get things ready. 2-2 pitch on the way to Haley Huff. That ball going to be chopped sharply. Third baseman going to pick it up. And Thread is going to get past the first baseman. And here comes Addie Jones. and she is going to be tagged out at home. It was an aggressive send. It was the right call, but a good throw. That ball didn't get far enough away, but the Vikings put four on the board, and Addison Jones, with a double to the gap, gives Bar-Eve a 6-2 lead. Back for the bottom of the seventh after this timeout.
Make this the summer at Washington Chrysler Center. Drive home in a new 26 Ram 1500 Express starting at $50,085 with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Looking for an SUV? Save $4,500 on the new 26 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited starting at $49,584. Or the 26 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo is as low as $42,236. And see the all-new Jeep Grand Wagoneers fully loaded starting at $73,276. Make this the summer at the Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington.
What does it mean to be rich? Maybe it's less about reaching a magic number and more about discovering the magic in life. I'm Scott Cordova, your Davies County Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Count on me for financial strategies that can help support a life you love. Because the key to being rich is knowing what counts. Contact me today at 812-254-0342 and let's find your rich. Edward Jones. Member SIPC.
Adele Brown going to lead it off for West Washington. Bottom of the seventh, 6-2 Bar-Eve. And the Vikings have got to figure out a way to get three outs. Perazes, first one in for a strike.
Infield and outfield at normal depths here. Just when you're up four runs, you keep everything in front of you, both infield and outfield.
Next one going to be hit softly. Hallie Knepp going to pick it up. One down. Vikings are two outs away.
Just a routine ground ball there. Of course, nothing's routine right now. These girls are, I would say, they've got the energy flowing.
First one from Perazes, cut on and missed by Riley Davidson. Strike one. A one on the way, and that one going to be lined through the left side, so a one-out single. Going to give West Washington some life here in the bottom of the seventh. That's going to bring Maggie Morrow to the plate.
Just a solid single in between short and third. Addie laid out for it, tried to get it stopped, but couldn't. But it would have been a single either way.
That one going to be clubbed out to left. And that ball going to be up against the wall. And there's going to be a play at third. And everybody is safe, second and third, with one out. And West Washington, Brino, not going away quietly.
No, runners on second and third now. That ball was as hard as they've hit one in a while. And that will bring up now the top of their order. That's going to bring up Elena Schmidt.
They have a courtesy runner, Morrow.
So here we go. One out. Runners on second and third. Bar-Eve leads at 6-2. Bottom of the seventh. It doesn't get any more exciting than this, Deco.
No. Perazes looks at her wristband. Back to the rubber. First one going to miss outside, 1-0.
Now, again, you just want to keep everything in front of you. If you give up one run, don't let it snowball into two. Keep the ball in front of you. Get the out.
1-1, hits softly. Hallie Knepp going to pick it up. Out going to be recorded at first. Two down.
Yeah, good play there by Hallie. And I'm honestly surprised with the that wasn't terribly hard hit. I'm surprised they didn't go ahead and try to score that run. But I think what West Washington's thinking is that that run on third really doesn't mean anything. It's the run down the line that does. So they didn't want to take a chance and run themselves out of an inning. But it's two outs. Charlie Perazes faces the number two hitter.
First one in for a strike. Runners at second and third.
Everybody on their feet in the Bar Reeve stands and out in the outfield.
A one pitch on the way. That one going to be slap foul. 0-2.
Okay.
Well, Coach Heath Allington said, let's go find out.
We're about to, Coach.
We're about to find out. 0-2 pitch. Perazes on the way. Hits sharply. Lily Lotus going to pick it up. Step on the bag.
Hey!
And the Vikings are going to the state championship game.
It was a hard hit ball right at Lily Lotus at first base, and she just did everything she could do to stop the ball, and then she had to find it, and she did to get the out, and the Bar Reeve Vikings are going to win it.
And the Vikings, who were left for dead earlier today, are now headed to the state championship game next week. And that will be on the campus of Purdue University. And Bar Reeve wins it tonight, the final on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Bar Reeve 6, West Washington 2, Brino.
It was a nip and tuck game the entire way. Sydney Wilson leads us off with a home run, but West Washington comes right back to tie it up in the bottom, and they each traded runs in the second and the fourth, and it was tied up 2-2 going into the seventh inning, and Bar Reeve erupts for four runs. J.J. Knepp started it. There was hard-hit balls by Hallie. There was hard-hit balls by Addison Jones. Bar Reeve puts up four in the seventh to win it 6-2.
West Washington getting the runner-up ball right now. Ryan Wirtz, he's hugging everybody. I'm going to hug him here a little bit.
I was going to say, I'm hugging Ryan Wirtz if I get the opportunity.
And here we go, the semi-state trophy presentation.
There we go. Seniors coming out to get it.
And there come the kids out on the field.
And this dream, not season, year continues for Bar Reeve.
Bar Reeve has waited for the big inning all day. And they get it today in the top of inning number 7, a 4 spot. And the Vikings win it 6-2. Rhino, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and take a timeout.
Okay.
We're going to catch our breath. We got more work to do. This school year is not over yet,
dude. We're not done yet, brother.
Not over yet. And Bar Reeve headed to the state finals, and they win it tonight here in Brown County over West Washington 6-2. Back for all the postgame show after this timeout.
Power up your next project with the equipment you need from Bobcat of Davies County. They've got a huge inventory in stock right now, plus great rebates on all track loaders, skid steers, and mini excavators. Whether you're upgrading your fleet or tackling a new job, now is the time to save. Stop by Bobcat of Davies County and let the team help you get the job done right. Visit bobcatofdaviescounty.com or follow their Facebook page. Call 812-254-7070. Bobcat of Davies County. That's one tough animal.
This is Shelley with A&R Home Center. It's time to get your lawn and your landscaping cleaned up and spruced up, and we're here to help. We are all stocked with mulch, topsoil, potting soil, grass seed, fertilizer, and straw. We have the best lawn tools around to make the work a little easier. Our team is ready to help you find just the right stuff to get your lawn and your landscaping back to beautiful. Come in and see us today. We're open from 7 to 6, Monday through Saturday, A&R Home Center.
Your internet should keep up with the way you need to use it. Whether you're watching your favorite show, uploading files, or running the smartest home in town, IntelliSign gives you fast, reliable internet backed by local people who are here when you need us. Simple plans, strong connection, service you can count on. Disclaimer, no calculator, spreadsheets, finger counting, advanced degrees, decoder rings, magnifying glasses, or Einstein-level math required to understand your internet bill. Fees are not hiding in the bushes. Promotional fine print will not jump out 6 months later and scare your wallet. Honestly, that's pretty much it. IntelliSign, delivered by RTC. The difference is who answers.
When pain slows you down, expert care is closer than you think. At Davies Community Hospital's Core Center, you'll find complete musculoskeletal care all in one place. From orthopedics and pain management to podiatry, their team treats everything from joint pain and back issues to sports injuries and chronic conditions. With experienced providers and same-day appointments available, getting back to what matters most has never been easier. Call Davies Community Hospital Core Center today at 812-254-2663. Family-owned and operated, Knapp's Amish Country Corner is the area's favorite for a fresh deli, bulk food, and delicious bakery and general store. Check out their weekly specials by following them on Facebook. Each day features an extra special meal that only Knapp's can offer. Ask them to help you plan and prepare a celebration or party. They can provide meals, trays, charcuteries, or desserts. Call 486-3545 to order Knapp's Amish Country Corner, Highway 50 east of Washington.
This is Tiffany Arthur, candidate for state representative for District 63. I want to congratulate Coach Huff and the Barrie Lady Vikings on advancing to semi-state and wish them the very best of luck this weekend. Our community is proud of what you've accomplished and will be cheering you on every step of the way. Good luck, Lady Vikings. Keep making us proud and bring home a semi-state win.
This ad paid for by Tiffany Arthur for Indiana.
Purdue Farms in Washington is committed to building strong communities. Purdue believes in responsibly raising animals for food. At Purdue, we're a family of family-owned companies here to provide innovative food and agricultural products and services that makes people's lives better. We take pride in the diversity of our workforce and love giving back to the community by supporting local athletes and sports teams and nonprofit groups. At Purdue Farms in Washington, we believe in responsible food and agriculture.
Axis Building Group is proud to sponsor the Barrie Vikings softball team as they head to Semi-State. We wish the Vikings the very best on their championship run. Whether you're planning a remodel, building your dream home, or need a trusted partner for your next commercial project, Axis Building Group is here to guide you every step of the way. From residential construction to commercial developments, our team is committed to quality, integrity, and craftsmanship you can count on. We're cheering you all the way to a championship. Axis Building Group, building excellence, building community.
Hi, this is the Cummings Agency in Montgomery. We'd like to talk to all you contractors out there about your business insurance. Give us a call at 812-486-3404 and let us help you hit a home run with coverage options tailored for you from Pekin Insurance for general liability, commercial auto, workers' compensation, umbrella insurance, and more. The Cummings Agency and Pekin Insurance say go Vikings!
The staff at United Excavating wants to wish the Barrie Vikings softball team the best of luck in the tournament. United Excavating has been a long-standing organization within the community and have watched many of these young women grow into the athletes they are today. They're so anxious to see them compete. Their success was earned by all their hard work and dedication. The folks at United Excavating are huge fans of Barrie sports, and they'll definitely be cheering from the sidelines. Good luck to the Barrie Lady Vikings in the softball postseason tournament from United Excavating.
Good luck to the Barrie Vikings from your friends, the Montgomery Ruritan Club. Now celebrating 60 years, the Ruritan Club has given back over the years to a variety of schools, local charities, and other nonprofit groups. The Montgomery Ruritan Club is proud to bring you the Turkey Trot Festival at the Ruritan Grounds in September and shooting matches in January. From one great team to another, sail on mighty Vikings from all your friends at the Montgomery Ruritan Club, proud sponsors of Viking Athletics.
And Brino, we are back. Celebration ongoing on the field. And the Vikings win it tonight 6-2, Brian Emmons.
Yeah, Mike, it was a fantastic day for Barreve Viking softball. It looked like we were in big trouble early, but timely hits did it, and it is a final. Barreve going to state. Mike, tell everybody out there what you think.
I think this is the greatest night in Barreve Viking softball history. VFR, the Vikings move on yet again.
Just continuing to keep one of the great seasons, the greatest season in Barreve, continuing, and we're not done yet. We got to go to state softball. The golf team is going to take care of business on Thursday, and Barreve is going to continue to do it.
What an unbelievable job. Heart of a champion by the Vikings. What a seventh inning. And Montgomery, we are coming back. Get the fire trucks gassed up and ready.
We are. We are.
Well, we've officially hijacked the PA, Brino.
Let's take a look at some stats real quick. It really matters, but we'll take a look at some stats. Barreve, 6 runs on 8 hits, 3 errors. West Washington, 2 runs on 5 hits and 2 errors. Sydney Wilson had 2 hits. Lucy Wirtz had a hit. Hallie Knepp had a big hit. Addison Jones went 2-for-4. J.J. Knepp, 2-for-4. And the freshman just keeps on doing it. And we can't say enough about Charlie Parrasis on the mound in both games today.
She was on in relief twice. And to say that she was unbelievable, we can talk about her pitching, Brino, but you might forget it was Charlie. At first, it was the sacrifice fly that put Barreve up 3-2, where it was like, holy cow, hey, we've got the lead. But the Vikes did not stop there, Brino.
Yeah, it was just incredible, incredible timely hitting. And, the thing with this Barreve team, as we talked about during the sectional and the regionals, get on base, make that defense sweat. And we didn't do quite as much of that today overall, but when we needed it, we got those timely hits. And there was only one time in that, in that game earlier in this game, we had bases loaded and didn't score. But that was really the only time and we were able to piece together timely hits. And it's just unreal what these kids on the field today and these kids overall in this school has done this year. It's just incredible.
It's just incredible. And winning kids expect to win. And it's 2-2 going to the seventh inning. And I don't think there was ever a moment where the kids, coaches, et cetera, in that third base dugout anticipated anything other than what happened.
Yeah, and it all started with, I'm just going to skip right to the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. As another state-winning coach comes up here, Tyler Schulteis, we're just going to skip right to it. And again, there's a whole bunch of nominees, but we got to go with the freshman. We got to go J.J., another just absolutely massive hit that she had, another home run, got things going there in the seventh. But it was a total team effort. Sydney was awesome. Hallie, the defense was great. Heck, Lily Lotus makes the play there to end the game. And just an all-around. And then again, Charlie Parrasis just all day long being nails. So Addie Jones was awesome. But I got to go J.J. Knepp. The freshman just continues to have big hit after big hit.
Has she had a day?
She's had a day. I think that's safe to say.
Well, and the real shame, even in a 31-1 season, and I've said it on every broadcast this year, is we never got to see JJ whole, at least in the softball season.
Yep.
She had an emergency appendectomy basically on Easter Sunday, and she missed a big chunk of time. And not only did she miss time, but when you miss so much time, now you've got to have so many practices to get back.
Yep.
So she's probably missed 2/3 of the season. And, I know a lot of people who felt in a team full of great players, I don't want to say any is better than anybody else, but just thought, hey, she never had the chance to to come at, you know, come on and do what she did today because she was so limited. And, you know, what we saw in volleyball back in the fall, a freshman on the biggest stage just delivering over and over and over again, and then the state finals in volleyball. Well, now she does it in the semi-state in softball. Big bomb today to tie the game when it looks like the Vikes are dead in the water, and a big bomb tonight to tie the game yet again. J.J. Knepp, can't say enough good things about the freshman.
Yeah, and that just, you know, when you've got her hitting down toward the bottom of the order like that, it just makes it just so much better because you got people on, and then top of the order rolls around and you get going. I can't say enough. I mean, they were in as deep a trouble as you can be in game one, and they fought their way out of that, and we were in an absolute barn burner here, and then it comes down to the seventh inning, and they just take off. And what a year, Nico. I'm starting to even forget how many big games we've called this year because there's been so many.
And we talked about it this morning, you know, broadcast. You know, what was today? 103, 104.
Yeah, today be one of tonight be 104.
I mean, just so many moments this year that are lifetime memories. And you know, the one thing that you've got to say about kids from Bar Eve is you have to beat them.
Yep.
They're not going to beat themselves, and they're not going to quit. Whether it's in basketball, you're gonna have to play 32 minutes. In volleyball, you're gonna have to win three sets.
Yeah.
In softball, you're gonna have to get 21 outs. In baseball, as we found out a couple weeks ago, 21 may not even do it
right. Sometimes. Yeah.
So you have got to beat these kids. And right now, the culture is at an all-time high. I don't know what else to say, Brino.
Yeah.
It's just I knew as soon as the comeback was on this morning. I mean, I knew tonight. I'm not trying to sound arrogant or braggadocious or anything like that, but we've seen this year.
Right.
There's nobody on the field that didn't expect to be here at 8:30 tonight.
Well, we talked about it with Tyler's volleyball team. We'll talk about it again with this softball team. Every team in the state starts off, they'd love to know when their last game is. This softball team does. And Shake Broadcasting now. We know, unless we start calling golf, we know when our last broadcast is, and that's a pretty cool thing.
That's a pretty cool thing, and it's certainly so deserving. But congrats to Coach Josh Huff and every single one of these girls and coaches in the program, and they have earned it here tonight.
Well, I know they're partying at Red Bones, and you know what? We may just drop by later.
Well, we might. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Well, Brino, you got anything else?
I don't know what else I could say. It's been just an absolute incredible day, and these girls showed that what Bar Eve Sports is all about today, and it's just pretty, pretty cool to watch when teams are with their backs against the wall and everything, all hope seems lost. It just doesn't count for the Bar Eve Vikings.
It doesn't, and the Vikes move on. We'll have all of the information, details, ticket info. Of course, Aaron Ash will have hotel information. We'll have all of that for you, not only on the Bar Eve Media Facebook page, but on Shake Broadcasting and the WAMW Facebook page. We'll get all that information out to you when we have it. But, Brino, our last call of the year is going to be in the middle of June.
I can't believe it. I can't wait to next week to watch it. And Carol Anderson is sending up signals. She's saying medicate your pets.
Medicate the pets. I guess that may mean there's fireworks tonight. And I tell you what, when you make history like these Lady Vikings have done, I think they've earned whatever they get when they get back to town. But Montgomery, get ready. No pep session or information like that out quite yet. It'll be a late arrival. I don't know if it'll be tonight, something that'll happen tomorrow. But, you know, whatever happens, I would say, Brino, the main thing is, listen, make a plan to get to Purdue.
Yep.
Next week.
Absolutely.
Simple as that.
And if you can't be there for some reason, make sure you listen to Shake Broadcasting. And if you can be there, listen to Shake Broadcasting. We'd appreciate you listening to the broadcast. And we've had so many people texting in saying they're listening, from my Uncle Roger Clark to.
Oh,
I mean, how many other people?
I've got 49 text messages to check.
I know Mandy Rodewald was listening. Her and Craig and Montgomery and family and former players and former students of yours just texting in, and it's been and Todd's favorite player from 2002. We've had a lot of people text us today. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate all the sponsors that cover Viking sports, and we couldn't do that without them. But what a year, and it continues on,
and a winning tradition, and the big ship sails on for one more week. Closing thoughts, Brino?
Just an incredible night. And make sure you get out, Montgomery. It'll be probably, I don't know, give or take 2 hours. But get out there and support these kids and wave at them on that fire truck, because they earned every last bit of it today.
Every last bit of it. So, for my broadcast partner and my friend, Shake Broadcasting Sports Director Brian Emmons, I am Mike DeCourcy. For the final time tonight, from Brown County High School, the Bari Vikings, for the first time in school history, are semi-state champions, and they defeat West Washington here in the championship game, the final tonight, on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Bari 6, West Washington 2. We'll have announcements and information all week long on Bari Media, Shake Broadcasting. Stay tuned to that. Bar-Eve Athletic Director Aaron Ash will send that out as well. But these Lady Vikings are now a game away from their first state softball championship. So once again, for my friend, my partner, Brian Emmons, I'm Mike DeCourcy. The final, one final time tonight from Brown County. Bar-Eve wins it 6-2. They are your semi-state champions. We will talk to you next week. God bless and go Vikings. Woo! Good night, everybody.
RT Home Solutions is proud to support the Bari Vikings. Stop by their brand new store and experience the same trusted service you've always loved. RT Home Solutions offers new appliances from all the major brands: KitchenAid, Samsung, Whirlpool, Maytag, Z-Line, GE Cafe, Midea, Frigidaire, Thor, and more. Bringing you the same great savings and dependable service every time. Conveniently located at 650 East in Montgomery, RT Home Solutions is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 and Saturdays 8 till noon.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington has been providing surveying and land development services to Davies County and the surrounding area for almost 30 years. Whether you're buying, selling, or developing land, you can rely upon the knowledge and experience of Landmark to make your plans a reality. Contact Darren or Dennis Helms for a consultation at 812-257-0950 or visit them on the web at landmarksurveyingco.com. For confidence in your land-related decisions, call Landmark at 812-257-0950.
Bonds, bonds, bonds. We sell permit bonds, probate bonds, notary bonds, public official bonds, basically any type of bond you need. I'm Diane Summers with Thompson Insurance. We partner with Auto Owners Insurance Company to provide you with the bonds you are required to obtain. Give us a call at 254-1987. Thompson Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance. We understand bonds.
The Davis County Right to Life is asking for your help in this battle against abortion. With the new administration in Washington, D.C., they have made great progress in stopping funding from going to Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion organizations. We are pleased that some funding may now be going to pregnancy care centers that care for mothers with unplanned pregnancies. No, this will not stop all abortions, but it's a step in the right direction. We ask you to consider sending a donation to P.O. Box 41, Washington, Indiana, paid for by Davis County Right to Life.
The preceding has been a presentation of Shake Broadcasting's General 95.9, 101.3, and AM 1580. Coverage of the Bari Vikings in the 2026 Brown County IHSAA Class A Softball South Semi-State has been proudly presented in part by A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Bobcat of Davies County, by the Cummings Agency in Montgomery, Crane Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital,
Davies Martin, REMC. Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Grant Stafford. By German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete, Landmark Survey. By NEPS Amish Country Corner, Montgomery Roots N12, Purdue Farms Incorporated. By United Excavating, Davies County Right to Life. By RTC Communications, RT Home Solutions, Stahl Furniture Company, Axis Building Group. By Sports and Trooper Law Office, Thompson Insurance, Tiffany Arthur, Washington Chrysler Center, your Washington Edward Jones Financial Advisors, and by Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. The IHS AA Tournament on Shake Broadcasting is presented under rights granted by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and 360 Group. Copyright 2026 Shake Broadcasting LLC. All video broadcast title and broadcast rights are exclusive property of the Indiana High School Athletic Association, Inc. IHS AA Tournament Series events cannot be reproduced or rebroadcast without express written consent of the Indiana High School Athletic Association.